Welcome back to M&B's podcast. I'm the M for Mom.
And I'm the B for Ben. So today we're going to be talking about, we had a little interesting blessing of the animals today. We're Catholic, so we go to church. And there was a special night tonight where everyone was allowed to bring their animals and get a special blessing for them.
That's right. And we actually went to two different ones that work for Erie Episcopal. So we're going to Episcopal churches right now. And in the morning, we went to the blessing of the animals at St. Mark's Episcopal, where the animals came right into the Sunday liturgy. And then in the evening, we went to blessing of the animals at St. Paul's Cathedral, where they had a special little mini prayer service just for the blessing. And do you remember why we did the animal blessing today? Like what saint we were remembering?
St. Francis.
Yeah, it is St. Francis.
And even fun fact, there was even a horse came into the one this morning. Or should I say horses? There were two.
Two horses.
Angel and Rocky.
That's right. I like Rocky because, you know, like my last name for my family, Jutkevich. Did you make that connection?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It was also my first Sunday playing the piano for St. Mark's Church, which was crazy because I was like doing the animal thing and the piano thing both for the first time.
There was mostly dogs there, but towards the evening there was some guinea pigs, a couple cats.
Cats? As in your favorite animal?
Yes.
And did you get to snuggle any of them?
Yes, I got to hold one of them in the evening.
You did?
Yeah, her name is Gracie.
Well, she's so nice.
Yep.
That's nice. There were some really cute little dogs like beagles that kind of look like basset hounds.
Which is her favorite breed of dog.
That is my favorite breed of dog. But daughters, Max's Stuffy got a blessing. And Fluffy, Rosie's unicorn, got a blessing.
Which you is don't very know nice. Those are my siblings.
That's right. So when I was playing the piano this morning, Ben, I was going to tell you this. You know, I was playing background music during the blessing, which is just kind of like something to fill the space and have it not be quiet in the background. But I noticed, and when you're doing that, when you're playing like background music accompanying, you have to kind of like read the room and like figure out what kind of music you should be playing at that moment and just kind of like make it up as you go along, which is like kind of a lot of mental work. But when the horses were getting ready to come in, everybody got really quiet because, like, they didn't want to scare the horses. And so I had to start playing my music really quietly to kind of, like, match that. And it made it feel, like, really special, didn't it? When the horses were about to come in, didn't it feel, like, really quiet and special? Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, anyway, first time at church with lots of animals. What was your experience of it?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Kind of cool to be reminded that all God's creatures are special.
Yep.
And did it make you want a pet?
Yes. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
Mm-hmm. Ish. That's good. Well, buddy, anything else to talk through about it before we sign off on this episode?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I do want to give another shout out to the peace room we created here tonight.
Yep. Talked about that in our last episode if you want to see that.
That's right. Go back and give that a listen if you haven't yet. We did, again, do Ben's suggested candle lighting ritual tonight, and we got out the same fuzzy blanket. But what's the one different thing about our setup tonight? We are sitting on
our new couch.
That's right. So we get to be extra snuggly on this couch together, which is very special, too. Because as Ben knows, you're never too old to snuggle your mom.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a really fun experience.
It was. And then we took a little field trip in the middle of the day between the two things, and we went to Mason Farms.
Yep.
What were some of the things you were doing there?
There was a bunch of blow-ups there. There was a You Found Grandma blow-up. There was a corn maze.
Mm-hmm.
There were cute little pumpkin apple cider containers.
It's true. They had a lot of cute stuff. So I would say, all in all, a successful...
Sunday. An SS.
SS. Well, we're thankful to all of you for tuning in tonight. We always appreciate our listeners, and we have a whole calendar figured out for the rest of the month so we can continue recording these episodes.
Don't miss out on our October 23rd, I believe, podcast about Halloween.
Sounds good. Till then, we'll see you next time on
M&B's podcast.